It's often been said, what we love to think of. And if you consider any hobby that you might like doing, whether inside or outside, if it's something of the inside nature, maybe it's collecting cards or collecting antiques or collecting whatever it may be, you spend a lot of time thinking about that if you love that type of thing. Or if it's something of an outdoor nature, maybe you like to go fishing or camping or boating. Whatever it may be, if you spend time doing it and you love it, well, you often love to think about it. You think about the next time you'll get to go out on that fishing trip and making sure the tackle box is right and having the right lures and having the fishing pole ready to go, having that boat primed and ready to get on the water. You think about those things because you love those physical aspects. And there are many hobbies and different things which we enjoy in this life which aren't inherently wrong in themselves, but we enjoy them and we can take time and pleasure for those things. Beyond the physical life, which will one day perish, there's something greater. There's something beyond just the physical things which we spend time for. It's God. And it's focusing on His Word, meditating on His law. In Psalms 119 and verse 97, the psalmist says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." What a great statement for anyone to make. But consider in your life, could you make that statement? Could you say that same thing? Could you make that same powerful statement that the law of God, the Word of God, is your meditation all day long? Sometimes we need to take that personal inventory in our lives and consider, are we focused on God or are we caught up on something else? Many times it's school and work and all the recreational activities that we have that take away our time and our minds are focused on them and we love to think about them. But do we love to think about God? This love for God's law, this adoration, this desire to know His will, to know what He has in plan for our lives, that blueprint, that Word of God which He has given to us. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, we are told that the Word of God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. There's nothing else we need. There's nothing we lack. God has given us everything we need. Do we love it? Do we love that law? Do we love that Word which provides us with the answers for salvation? Do we love His Word? Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Throughout the day, often our days are filled with different thoughts. You get up in the morning, you're anxious about what's going to happen. What am I going to do at work? What am I going to do at school? How am I going to make it through this day? And we wake up anxious and worried from the beginning. And throughout the day, we go through lunch and we begin to carry out our day. And we get to the end of the day and we're still worried, trying to figure out how are we going to make it through tomorrow. Well, what should we be focused on? Well, Psalm says, the Word of God is my meditation all the day. How focused are we upon studying the Word of God? How focused are we upon gleaning and harvesting that rich blessing found within that pages of God's inspired, infallible Word? The message is there. God's Word is there. We should love it and adore it and study it all day long. Let us make an effort throughout our lives to have that same effect upon the world by being those that love God's Word and meditate. Let us be those examples that show truly that we are Christians.